Your station for the Shrimps.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
The pros are obviously the fact that we're in the playoffs, we're scoring goals, but at the same time, we are conceding goals, or we have been conceding goals at the other end. So for the neutral, it certainly makes for an entertaining game. But overall, we're pleased with where we are, but we know we need to keep the back door shut a little bit more.
I've not heard Derek Quinn say at all this season that's a horrendous error by the goalkeeper Barry Roach. So what's the root cause of the goals going in, do you think?
Until last Tuesday night when I should have done better with that one. But I don't know, to be honest. We have had a much changed back four times due to injuries and suspensions over the season. So maybe that's got something to do with it. We know there has been goals that have gone in that shouldn't have gone in, that we shouldn't have conceded. Whether that's down to individual errors, we have had a little bit of bad luck, but we've only got ourselves to blame that that we've been conceding so many goals, and it's something that we're working very, very hard to rectify.
It appears a couple of new faces are really making impacts. Sean Miller in recent games, and Tom Barku's North season is getting real rave reviews.
And rightly so. The way they're contributing at the minute to our goal scoring and also our all-round attacking play is absolutely fantastic. It's kind of scary to think that Sean Miller came to us, at the back end of pre-season, unable to get a club, and he's been absolutely fantastic. And like you said, Tom Barkhuizen, he's been brilliant as well. His pace is such an outlet, and you can see it on the pitch. He's absolutely terrifying teams with his pace.
I think when Jack Redshaw left in the summer, people looked at the squad and thought, where are the goals going to come from? We knew that Padraig Amand had left as well, Barry, but those goals seems to have been addressed already, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. With Pod and Jack leaving, there were two very good players, as you said, who chipped in with a lot of goals for us. And I think, everybody did think, where are the goals going to come from? But those two lads, along with others, Alan Goodall's got four from defensive midfield. There's players all over the park stepping up to the plate and then chipping in with some really, really vital goals.
Frightening to think you're in your eighth season with Morecambe now, Barry. It doesn't seem 2 minutes ago since you joined the club. It might do to you, but it doesn't for me. I remember when you joined them. Is this squad as good as any you've been part of?
It's the best for me, and that's not being disrespectful to previous squads. We have had some good squads over the years, but the players that we've got now, and especially in attacking areas, you look at Tuesday night, the manager's able to bring the likes of Aaron Wildig and Paul Mullen off the bench. The attacking options that we've got at the minute are absolutely brilliant.
So there's no real reason why this great start can't continue, is there?
No, there's not. We have got a smaller squad than a lot of other teams in this league, and when we're hit with two or three injuries, it hurts us more than most, because we have got a small squad, and it's not always possible to bring in players to replace them. So that does cause us problems. But if we keep everybody fit and well, and keep going the way we're going, then we've got a right chance this season.
I suppose we're kind of guilty of it in this county a little bit, looking at yourselves and Accrington Stanley and. Always at the start of every season we see ill-informed bookmakers make decisions to say, oh, these two clubs aren't going to stay in the Football League this season. We're approaching 10 years for you both to have actually been in it. But for the starts that both teams have had, Barry, does it show that this league is really, if you can string results together, there isn't a great deal between a lot of you?
No, there's not. It's often been the case in this league that anybody can beat anybody, but certainly this season more than most. Probably the poorest we've played this season has been at home to Accrington, and we won the game, and the way they knocked the ball around that day was very impressive, but thankfully obviously we came out on the right end of the result. But they're a very good side. We believe we're a very good side, and there's not many teams that we've played this season that we've thought, they're better than us. And I'm no doubt, Accrington will be thinking the same.
Bit of a welcome boost, I'd imagine, winning at home the other night due to the away form's terrific. The home form in recent times has had a little bit of a dip, but you put that right in midweek.
There's obviously been a lot said in recent weeks after the Northampton and Bristol Rovers defeats, so we knew it was vitally important to get that the winning run back on track at home. We've got another massive game on Saturday against a very good Leighton Orient side, so we've got to make sure that we don't just sort of leave it at one home win and then not pick up where we were on Tuesday.